Let's rock, we at the barbershop. Let's rock, we at the barbershop. Stay tuned.
This is Fireside Chats. My name is Max Millington. I'm joined today by PJ Washington of the Hornets, of course, and Jeremy Lindblad, CEO of Chibi Dinos. What is Chibi Dinos, you ask? Well, I will actually give Jeremy the floor. Jeremy, why don't you give us a quick description of what it's an NFT project. Let's that's just basic NFT. We know that, but tell us like a quick description of what type of project Chibi Dinos is. How does it work, and how is it different from other NFT projects?
Well, listen, my man, thank you for first off for having me, and thanks for having PJ on the show. It's super exciting to be here every chance that I get to chat about what it is that we're focused on, what I'm focused on 18 hours a day, gives me the all of the it gives me the ability to continue to work as hard as we're working. So for those out there that don't know what NFTs are or what Web3 is, let's not use those terms for a bit. So ostensibly what we're doing is we're creating an entertainment company where we're creating incredibly fun, cool, enjoyable games that individuals can play. We're creating IP across a number of different collectibles, whether that be in the card space, in the comic space, in the television space, in all different silos of developing marketing assets. But we're creating an entertainment company where the core gaming ecosystem that we're engaged with is called Primal Hoop, which is an arcade-style basketball game, of which folks like PJ are involved with. It's an NFT-based, an NFT-backed game where if you like to play video games and you own one of our NFTs, you can earn money to do so. For those that don't follow this space, you think about companies like Nintendo, Ubisoft, all these big gaming companies, they've been garnering, millions of players in their games, and they've been taking all the profits. And we've figured out a way to create an ecosystem where those that decide to spend their time with us and to engage in the products that we build, that they can be paid to do so. And it's call it the democratization of gaming, and we're super excited about it. So that in its simplest form, that's what we're up to right now.
Awesome. And for PJ, I mean, one of the things that I gathered from just kind of looking into Chibi Dinos is, obviously the relationship with basketball fans. And you kind of mentioned a couple of the key things, creating entertainment, things that all, we love, the NBA for, but also wanting to have something as an extension of our watching experience. So I guess, PJ, my question for you then is, why did you personally choose to partner with Chibi Dinos? And of course, NFTs right now, it's a wild, wild west out there. There's probably a lot, coming at you, but why Chibi Dinos?
Chibi Dinos for me was just, the people I wanted to go to. They were easy to work with. I felt like our views definitely were the same as far as things in our future. So I think going forward, just the whole company as a whole is just a family atmosphere. And I think just being with them has helped me in my whole process as well. So I'm just excited to be with them.
What motivated you to become involved in the NFT space in the first place?
So I was just scrolling on Instagram, and Instagram just throws like random things at you. So like they just started throwing a bunch of like NFT stuff and like news. And I just started like following a bunch of different pages. And I just became more curious about things. So I was just talking to my business manager, and then Chibi Dinos comes out of nowhere. And I was just like, why not? This is exactly what I want to do. and they just literally since day one we've been going at it, working on a bunch of different things. We have a bunch of projects coming up. So I mean literally just scrolling on Instagram one day and just seeing NFTs, and I was just into it right then and there.
Was it the mock-up of your shoes? My man, can anyone doubt the fact that your custom Jimmy Dano shoes were the greatest shoes to ever be worn on a court?
No, they were
like, they were fire, bro.
No, especially because they were the Grinch Kobe's as well, and those are hard to come by. So
do you know that Wayne Maxwell, you want a bit of alpha here. When I wanted to make PJ a pair of custom Chibi Dino shoes, Wayne, is Wayne with us? Wayne should come up on stage if he is. But Wayne said, PJ wears, it's size 16? PJ, is it size 13? 16 or 13?
16.
So it's size 16 Grinches, Kobe Grinches, right? There were 3 Grinches for sale on Earth. One of them was size 16. They cost an exorbitant amount of money. And they also have a texture on them that is completely not conducive to customizing in terms of painting. But we made it happen, right? And they were pretty great, no?
No, they were fire.
Yeah, man. That makes me happy.
Yeah, I think I saw the video of you getting them on your IG. I'll put it in the chat for folks to look at. But
thanks, Maxwell.
Yeah, and no, the shoes were definitely awesome. So let's talk about. I mean, PJ, like I've been following you for a while. Obviously, I'm from Charlotte. I'm a big Hornets fan. I don't know if they told you that before.
No, I have no idea. That's crazy. Wow.
Yeah. No. I'm not even gonna get into it. Like, I'm on here all the time. Like,
my man.
It's like, defending your name. I even got to speak to your mom on here once.
What?
She came on a show called Courtside Moms.
Tell me about that. I remember that. That's crazy.
Yeah. So that was cool. But no, I want to ask you. You know, like, how will this partnership, help or not even help, but just like. Like I'm as a you know Hornets fan, like the fans in Charlotte specifically, or even just like basketball fans in general, like what's the benefit for us? Like if I'm a PJ Washington fan, I'm a Hornets fan, like why should I like look into the Chibi Dinos, or like what's that process like for the fans? Like what's the benefit for that? Maybe.
I think it's a huge benefit for fans. I mean, we're all in this together. It's not just like an athlete-based organization. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's definitely about the fans. That's pretty much one of the reasons why I was really excited about working with Chibi Dinos, because they're so engaged into it with the fans of Charlotte, as well as just fans in general, NBA. So, I think it's just. Literally, I mean, it's just the atmosphere that I can't even describe. I'm so excited just to be a part of it, and I just think that we're going to put the world on notice with everything.
Can I share something on top of that, PJ, if you don't mind?
Go ahead.
Yes. We're doing significant things. Like, we're working with PJ on his nonprofit stuff. We're helping launch YouTube channels. We have tons of merchandise that's going to be launched. We're launching our own PJ Washington NFTs, guys. I'm not going to tell you much more about that until I'm ready to launch them. But like, we have PJ's a player in our ecosystem, in our game. It's a significant time suck from his point of view. He and Wayne are as engaged in our project as a lot of my full time employees are. And that's shocking in this space. You don't really find that. And I wouldn't, Maxwell, I would not have gotten engaged with other athletes. I turned down hundreds, no, not hundreds, maybe 50 to 80, because they did not have the thought process and the goal, the end goal and desire to be like fully engaged in moving a technology forward.
No, yeah, it was just, I mean, exciting for sure. Because, I mean, I think we both had the same views as far as, the Web3 and NFT space. And I think the whole, what made me really go with Chibi Dinos is it's bigger than what's out right now. It's more about the future. You know what I'm saying? So it's exciting.
So will it be, and I'm just, you know, just for clarity and everything like that, because I know like a big aspect of why, you know, Top Shot and NFT and just in general and all these other things are becoming more popular just because of the potential to have something collectible, something that's yours. Tell me some of the things that, you know, like this time next year we're talking about, like,
yeah,
what some fans can get their hands on or you know, or what are some of the possibilities with this that NBA fans should be excited about?
There's a significant amount of signed merchandise that we're going to be delivering to our holders of the NFT project as part of being engaged with us. We're going to be releasing a number of NFT projects with PJ, one of which is going to be a three-dimensionalized version of PJ that is playable in our arcade style game. It's built off of our love of what NBA Jam was back in the day, if anyone recognizes what that game was like. But you'll be able to buy a PJ Washington three-dimensionalized Chibi Dino that is playable in that game, that's going to have extra special benefits. And that could be anything from a one-on-one meet and greet with PJ, tickets to PJ's games, all sorts of things. We're really pushing the envelope on what it means to care for, take advantage of, and really build a player's brand alongside what I consider a quote unquote big company, right? So Chibi Dinos at this point, we're 22 staff. We have a budget line that's too big for 22 staff, but like we're a big company. And when I signed that deal with Wayne, and it, by the way, is Wayne here? Can we get Wayne on stage?
If Wayne's Wayne's on stage. What's up,
I'm Wayne? Here.
There's Wayne. Wayne, remember when we first talked? Like one of the first things I said to you was, you know, I'm building a company over here at Chibi Dinos, but like, if I was going to offer you guys a deal and we were going to go forward with that deal, it is my responsibility to care for PJ's brand and your brand more than my own brand. And, you know, I think that we're going to see that in a number of ways, whether that be through PJ has aspirations to launch a non-for-profit philanthropic arm. You know, if PJ wants to offer a camp during the off season, you know, we're there both financially and spiritually. Like anything that PJ does now and Wayne wants to do right now, we're partners in this full time.
Yeah, it was PJ said, it was a super family style atmosphere, and it was organic too. So, and from the jump, you know, it was a lot of selfless talk. So it was more so dedicated to building the brand, helping PJ with whatever he had going on, you know, outside of the NFT space, and making sure he's all right and knowledgeable about everything that's going on. So I think it was an overall, it just felt good. And it was really, really organic and easy to work with on both ends, on our end and on their end. And it's a lot of education that goes into, you know, these projects, you know, that a lot of people don't understand. They think that you can just kind of come out with in, you know, some kind of design and just put it out. But it's so much that goes into these NFT projects that made me respect them a lot more. And I already knew that. But when you get more in depth into the intricate aspects of these projects, it's so much that goes into these things, guys, that I respect so much, you know. It's now more than never, just because it's a lot of work, man. You know, and it's the NFT.
It's a lot of work, Wayne.
Yeah,
by the way, do can I tell you something, Maxwell, which blows my mind? So we went to NFT Miami, and you know who was side by side with us the whole time? Was Wayne. Like, Wayne was there to help he was a part of the Chibi Dinos team. Do you know what Wayne didn't need to do? Show up to be side by side with me at meetings at NFT Miami. Like that's a big move.
I think that's what I mean. And again, just for me, like, you know, being a fan and following, I think it's cool that, you know, to see how brand conscious, you know, you guys are and PJ is. And I think that's evident. I think that's evident, but I think it's cool that it's a lot more NBA players now have so many options when it comes to building their brand. And now we're even seeing it start sooner, you know, at the college level. But coming into your fourth year now in Charlotte, you know, what are some of your goals, not only, you know, on the court next year, but off the court as well? Like, what are you trying to build for yourself within the next year?
On the court, obviously, I just want to be better in each aspect of the game as far as defense, offense, working on my ball handling, being able to score off the dribble, create off the dribble, and just do a lot more things off the dribble. As far as off the court, just be more involved in, like, business conversations, trying to make as much and do as much off the court as possible. I mean, I have a son now, so it's not all about me anymore. So I'm just trying to set him up for success.
This and, man, damn. You know, dude, you got a place in my heart, PJ. Jesus Christ.
Well, on that note, PJ, I want to ask about something that you just promoted that you're going to do upcoming. And that's your, I guess, you know, you're going to kind of let us in more with a vlog series. Can you tell us more about what you're going to show and what type of things we can look forward to when that comes out?
I have a bunch of things filmed already. There's a bunch of things I want to continue filming, but my brother's wedding on there, my son's birthday, I vlogged that. It's a bunch of different stuff I'm doing over the summer. A lot of workout stuff, a lot of tattoo ideas and things like that. So it just could be all over the place. Whatever I'm doing that day is what we're doing. So just trying to get everything out there and just trying to let people know like what it's like to be in there.
And where can we?
PJ, are you going to be at our event at NFT NYC on June 22nd?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Yes, sir.
And when that drops, where can we watch that?
It'll be on YouTube. It's in my description and on Instagram. It's in my bio.
Okay, perfect. That yeah, definitely looking forward to that. I love that. You know, that'll be definitely fun to watch. I kind of was watching like the trailer clip where you had like the shoe collection. I've always what's your favorite shoe, man? What's your favorite shoe to hoop in?
Honestly, I don't even have a favorite shoe to hoop in. It's really what's like comfortable and like what I play good in. So if I'm playing good in Kyrie's and I'm doing good and we're winning, I'll stick to those. But
PJ, check yourself right now. Wayne, check yourself too. Why did I search for size 16 Grinches for at least a week when you could ball in any shoe? Because, man, oh, man, there were three literally for sale on the market.
Yeah, I remember I said, man, y'all going to have a hard
that's
time
a you, those Wayne, that's a you problem, homie.
Right.
But they look good, though, right?
Dope.
No, yeah.
Fire.
Yeah, they were crazy. So let's talk about, if you don't mind, I want to get your thoughts on the playoffs. PJ, what are some of the things have you been watching? Like, what are your overall thoughts?
Yeah, I've been watching. Honestly, I think it's been good so far. I obviously wish we would have been there, but just the conference finals, the Warriors are really good. The Mavs are really good too, but I think the Warriors are getting Boston. I think it's probably going to be my favorite series of the whole playoffs. I think they're even. And I don't know who's going to win that series.
Well, and Ethan actually dropped a good question in the chat as well. Like, you know, the blowouts, like in your mind, I know that's kind of been the topic of debate over the last couple days, just with every game kind of being like either, you know, back and forth with some of these blowouts. Like, what are you noticing as you watch, like, as to why that's going on lately?
That's just part of the game. I mean, if you watch it, there's a lot of blowouts during the season, but I mean, people don't realize, I mean, the travel is crazy being an NBA player. You literally have to play a game one day, and sometimes you have to play it the next day. But in the playoffs, obviously, it's every other day. So you're playing at home, and then you're flying somewhere else, and then just literally gearing up. It's tough. I mean, and teams play better at home. They make all their shots. So it's definitely tough. I just think it's part of the game. I mean, if you know basketball, you know. So especially in this league today, anybody can get blown out.
Yeah, for sure. Can you give us like your NBA championship like prediction, like who you think is getting there and who you think's gonna win?
I think it'll be Golden State and probably Miami. And honestly,
Are you allowed to say that stuff, PJ? I thought that there was a rule you weren't allowed to say that stuff.
I feel like Miami's gonna win, but I feel like it'll definitely go 7 if they go to the finals.
Oh, that's so much fun. 7 like, game like series whoever, is the best.
Whoever comes out the East is gonna win. That's what I feel.
Okay, yeah, but I see the Eastern love. I kind of am leaning that way too. We'll see what happens. I think the East obviously is like both of those teams, Miami and Boston, are super good defensively. The East is, kind of the tougher conference this year. So I might have to ride with the Eastern Conference team winning it all pick. All right, cool. Well, this is the part I do want to let folks come up and ask some questions if you have them, basketball, NFT related. And I'll maybe throw some at you from the chat as well. But so we'll take a couple of those if you don't mind, PJ, if that's cool with you and Jeremy.
Yeah, that's fine.
Let's ask PJ some questions, man.
That's what's up, man. Go ahead.
What's going on, guys? How you doing? Appreciate you guys doing this. This was a really, really cool listen. PJ, look, I wanted to ask, man, you've been in this for a couple years now. Who's the guy that's been the toughest guard for you? Like, who do you have the most trouble defending?
Oh, real quick, before you answer, PJ, Jeremy, do you mind muting?
Yes, sir. Mic?
You're good. Go ahead, PJ.
Honestly, there's so many guys in the league that are tough to guard, but for me, I say the hardest two guard out of everybody in the league is probably Embiid. Just because he's like 7'1", almost 300 pounds, and he has a game. I mean, he can put it on the ground. He can score at will in the paint, at the basket. He can shoot three, so, and he has a handle. So, I mean, just being that big and can do everything that he does is insane. Not a lot of people.
Is he 7'1", PJ?
Yeah, for sure.
Like a legit 7'1", not like a non-NBA player 7'1". So we read bullshit, but he's actually 7'1". That's insane. That first step is fast, too.
No, yeah, he's a bucket. I ain't gonna lie to you.
he's a bucket? Is that what you said, homie? Oh, my God. Embiid. I hope Embiid listens in one day and just says, God damn it. Okay. And that's really good insight.
Yeah, I mean, even if you foul the guy, he's making all his free throws. So it's not.
Oh, my bad. I didn't mean to sit him down. Hold on. Let me get him back up here. My bad. My bad.
I was about to ask, it's all good. No, I was actually going to ask that. Like, do you get annoyed guarding a guy like that who's so, like, he likes to grift a lot? Like, he'd be trying to calm the game. You know what I mean?
I think if you really look at it, like all the like superstars in the league, they get coughed. So, I mean, it's just part of the game. So you just got to go with it. It's not like nobody's out there fouling him. That's pretty much all you can do with him. But that's just what it is.
All right, bet you could drop me down. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks, S. All right, we got Rob up. Rob, go ahead with your question, man.
Hey, PJ, thanks for taking the time. I wanted to ask the Hornets are obviously getting a new head coach and you entering a contract year. How have you been like sort of handling this offseason with, I don't want to say uncertainty, but with all the stuff going around, how have you been sort of been able to block some of that out and just focus on your game and being the best player you can be?
I think my parents did a good job in telling me that I can only control what I can control. So for me, just making sure when training camp comes that I'm ready and where I want to be in my career. in my game. So for me, just going out each and every day and just trying to get better at something, you know. I've been working out with the Hornets. I'm about to go work out with my agency. So I'm just trying to get as much work in as possible and be ready.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate it, Rob. Thanks. I've got Imran. Go ahead with the question, buddy.
Yeah. Hi, PJ. I was just wondering, what do you guys think, or what do you think is the biggest step that the Hornets have to make to be a playoff team next year?
The biggest step we have to take, obviously, I feel like, is our defense. We're one of the best offenses in the league, top five rated. So for us, it's just the defense, man, and being able to guard consistently. And if we can do that, then hopefully we'll be playing in the conference finals one day or the finals, you know?
Absolutely. I like the sound of that. Larry, what's up, man? Go ahead with your question.
I know you mentioned earlier about the different aspects of the game you're trying to work on, but what would you say is like the ideal role for PJ Washington on the Hornets? I know you've been getting like inconsistent playing time with Borrego. You're gonna have a new head coach. What's the ideal role and position for you to play?
I don't have an ideal role or position. I look at myself as a basketball player. When I come into the game, I just try to do everything I can to affect the game in a positive way for my team, whether that's guarding the best player or just getting rebounds or passing the ball or shooting the ball or scoring. I mean, it's just, for me, I just try to go up there and play great basketball at a very high level and do all the things I'm capable of doing.
Appreciate you.
Absolutely. Thanks, Larry. All right, I got two good questions from the chat I want to ask, and then we can close out. The first one is from Ryan, who wants to know, who do you model your game after?
I think that's tough. Modeling my game after one person. I can tell you, my favorite player growing up was Carmelo Anthony. I loved how his swagger and just what he did on the court. But for me, I take things from a bunch of different people. You know, like I like the way Kawhi guards people. I think I can definitely do that. I have the potential to do that. The way people, I mean, I don't know. I think just being a basketball player, you watch basketball and just watch different players and you try to put stuff in your game. So I just can't say one guy.
Okay. Oh, yeah. PJ, your favorite WNBA player or team?
My favorite WNBA player or team? I like the Las Vegas Aces. Asia Wilson, De'Aaron Hamby, their whole team, I think they're all good. I like watching them play. I actually went to school in Vegas, so you know what I'm saying, that's kind of like a second home to me, so they're kind of like my home team.
All right, and then speaking of school, we know you went to Kentucky. Best player that you played with at Kentucky?
Best player I played with at Kentucky?
Yeah.
Ooh. Shea. I have to say Shea, yeah. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander.
SGA.
I played with him. Yeah.
I still think it's wild that you know, speaking of SGA, I think back all the time, like how it's wild the Hornets drafted and traded him, but Miles is like amazing. So I think it worked out for all parties involved. But yeah, that's crazy. But yeah, SGA, shout out to SGA. But PJ, thank you so much for popping up. Jeremy, thank you so much for coming through. Had a lot of fun talking Chibi Dinos and of course talking some hoops and getting folks to get their questions answered and stuff. But PJ, man, thank you so much. And we look forward to seeing what you have in store, not only with Chibi Dinos, but also with your vlog. And of course, next season, like I said before, like I'm rooting hard for y'all to do big things next year. And I'm wishing you the best, man, for real.
No, I appreciate you guys, man. That was definitely
make sure you guys log on to shoppjwashington.com.
Oh, yeah, definitely got some merch coming out for you guys.
Got some merch.
There it is. Yeah, and you can find that on Chibi Dino's post as well. No, bet on yourself.
Happy to be here with you guys, and I'm excited for the opportunity. So hopefully we get another one coming soon. So thank you, guys.
Take care. Hug your families. And we'll see you next time here on Spotify Live. Y'all be easy.
Let's rock, we at the barbershop. Let's rock, we at the barbershop. Stay tuned.
All right, y'all, that's it for this episode of The Barbershop. Keep showing us love. We appreciate it. Go ahead and rate and review this podcast and also share on social media and tell your friends about us. And if you're feeling generous, there's a link in the description to become a monthly subscriber. You can do it for as little as 99 cents and you can support this podcast and help us to grow and to glow. We appreciate all the love. We'll see you next time here at The Barbershop.
Stay tuned.